All right, guys. Like Chris and Kevin mentioned earlier, we have all of our feelings at once in the house. With so many feelings. So many feelings. Coming up first from that wonderful troop of people, Allison Lynch.
I didn't know I could have a script. I wish I brought it. Okay, so this is not the most original sentence that's ever been said, but I was not cool in high school. It wasn't bad. Like, I wasn't picked on. I had friends, but I was just actively not cool. And it kind of weighed on me a little bit that I couldn't really float around from group to group. I had my solid group of friends. And the summer between junior and senior year, I went on this trip that was organized by one of the teachers to Spain, France, and Italy for 2 weeks. It was like 20 kids. It was crazy. We like stayed in a different city every night, whirlwind. And looking back on it, I get kind of like mad at myself because the social hierarchy of the group was like all that was on my mind for those 2 weeks. I went with my friend Leah, and I've known her since preschool. We like grew up together, so that was great. I had a buddy. And then there was like some randos, and then there was like 60% of the group was like cool kids from my class. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I was like, let them just please accept me. Can we go see the Vatican together? Like, please. I wasted 2 weeks in Europe trying to be cool. And so one of the nights we went to a discoteca in Barcelona, like with our teacher and the parent supervisor people that came with us. And this was the night that I chose to get drunk for the very first time. And one of the cool girls, Kaylee, she brought Bacardi in her backpack. And so we are in the bathroom taking just shots of Bacardi with no chaser, which is fucking disgusting. Like, to me now and then also, but I was like, well, I guess this is just how this works. And then, like, the club was on like the roof of a building, and if you went like across the deck, there was another bar on the other side where like some of the guys were buying drinks away from the teacher. And I went over there and I was told I should order a Long Island iced tea, which I knew that was like really like heavy shit because I've seen Gilmore Girls and they get really drunk. And I was like, this will be great. So I ordered it, and it came in like a martini glass, and it was clear, and I think it was just straight liquor. It tasted like kerosene, but once again, I was like, I don't know, like, this is just, people just hate alcohol, but it makes you feel good, so this is how this will just be for the rest of our lives. And like, so, like, the night was so fun. Like, we danced, we were having a great time. I was like, these people are accepting me. It was awesome. And I was just, like, lightly hammered. And we go back to our hotel, and I'm in the elevator on the way up to our room with my friend from growing up, Leah, who had not been drinking. And she's, like, really quiet, and she looks at me, and she's like, you just followed them around like a little dog all night. I'm like still drunk, but like she wasn't wrong. But I don't say anything. We go into our room, and I can tell that like a fight is about to happen. But there's a knock on our door, and it's one of the parent chaperones, and she says, can you guys please come down to the lobby? Everyone's meeting in the lobby. And so we go down there, and everyone's sitting down there, and it's, like, very solemn. And Mr. Cavasso, the Spanish teacher who was, like, organized the trip, was like, I know that you guys were drinking tonight. And just to backtrack a little bit, like, my school is very strict about drinking. It was Jesuit high school. Like, we got breathalyzed going into every school dance. If you got – well, you had to roll a dice, and if you rolled a certain number, you'd have to get breathalyzed. So that's not like everyone, but, and I never had to do it, But I was also never drunk, so who cares? And, like, if you got in trouble for drinking or doing drugs, like, unrelated to school off campus, like, you'd get, you know, they'd take action, like, within school. You get suspended or something. I don't know. And so he's like, well, like, so this is, like, you guys were drinking, like, during school, basically. So what we're going to do is I have a breathalyzer, and we're going to, like, give a test, and, like, then we'll send you home from Europe. Like, I was shitting my pants. It was, like, the first time I'd ever been drunk. I was, like, so cliched, like, doing it to be cool. And I'm going to, like, go home to my parents and be like, well, I'm sorry I got sent home, like, from Spain. And I was, like, praying so hard that, I don't know. So we had to draw cards. And if you drew an ace. If you drew an ace, you had to get breathalyzed. And he's, like, coming around the cards, and I'm, like, almost crying, like, about to just tell everyone, like, I'm so sorry. And he comes over to me, and he, like, holds the cards out, and I can see the bottom card. It was a 9 of hearts. I will never forget it. And I was like, yoink! No, I don't need to take the test. And so I saved my own life. And only 2 people had to get breathalyzed, and they were, like, 2 of 4 people that had not been drinking, so we were all fine. So we, like, took the elevator up, and, like, I was in the elevator with my teacher, and he had been my teacher the previous year. My Spanish name was Alicia, and he was like, you are good tonight, right, Alicia? And I was like... No. Like, the fluorescent lights were, like, making me feel crazy. And I was like, yeah, definitely. And, yeah, I mean, like, 2 weeks... And I wasn't even that drunk. Like, 2 weeks later, I had my first, like, vomiting hangover, which is something I live with to this day. So, it's all thanks.
Thank you so much, Allison. That is the weirdest, like, D&D style, like, were you behaving bullshit? It actually kind of...
They're just trying to encourage you to make a mistake.
Or they're encouraging you to gamble, which is, I mean, that's cool. Legit.
Every time you drink, you gamble.
And every time you gamble, you drink. It's a bit